It's easy to trust in the Lord when things are going really well for us. When the skies are clear and there are no storm clouds gathering up, we say, "Oh yes, God will protect me from any evil that comes along. Any trouble that comes my way, God will help." But when we look out and see nothing but trouble, when we are surprised by tough things that we didn't expect, then we can quickly start to think, will the Lord really save me? Hezekiah, king of Judah, was one of the good kings. He trusted in the Lord. He tried to turn his land away from idols, and God gave him success. But bad days came to him, as they come to us all. The Assyrians, under King Shalmaneser, invaded the land of Israel, which was just to the north of Hezekiah. And they dismantled the entire kingdom as Hezekiah watched from down in Judah. And before long, those people in the north were all taken into captivity. The 10 tribes of Israel were overrun. They lost their country. They lost their land. They were absorbed by the other nations for good. It would be like us watching Canada get overrun and destroyed by an enemy nation. We would certainly be afraid that we would be next. And Hezekiah must have known that Assyria would not be satisfied with just taking Israel, and they weren't. 10 years later, another Assyrian king, Sennacherib, led the Assyrians against Judah in the south. Talk about storm clouds. There was not much hope for Jerusalem. The southern kingdom now, too, was certainly lost. Rather than trusting in the Lord's help first, though, Hezekiah wondered, will the Lord really save me? And so he tried to pay off the Assyrians so they wouldn't invade. He stripped all the gold and all the silver from the temple of the Lord. 11 tons of silver and a ton of gold. And he gave it to Sennacherib. "Please don't attack us." Sennacherib took it. And then he laughed and he said, "I'm attacking anyway. And by the way, nothing you or your God can do will stop me." And then Sennacherib taunted Hezekiah and the people of Judah. And he said, "Have the gods of any nation ever saved their land from the kings of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Did they save Samaria from my hand? Who among all the gods of the lands save their land from my hand? Will the Lord really save Jerusalem from my hand?" And so Sennacherib said, "Give up, Hezekiah. You're done. Will the Lord really save you? Even if I gave you a couple thousand horses to fight against me, you wouldn't be able to put riders on them." But Sennacherib did not see the fatal flaw in his invasion plan. And Hezekiah missed it at first, too. You see, Judah had a special connection to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Messiah. That southern kingdom was where Jesus would come into the world, where King David's greatest descendant would be born, as God had promised. And because the land of Judah was connected to Jesus, the Lord would protect it. Isaiah then prophesied to Hezekiah about this impending invasion. Isaiah said, "This is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not come into this city. He will not shoot an arrow there. I will protect and save this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. You know what happened? That night, the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 Assyrian men in the camp. In the morning, there they were, all the dead bodies. That's like filling Lambeau Field 2.5 times with people. That number of people dead. Well, I guess this puts a bit of a crimp in Sennacherib's invasion plan. All his guys are gone. So he broke camp and went home. What about you? When those Assyrians line up against you, when you suddenly face trouble and you just don't know how you can overcome it, and when the devil tempts you to wonder, will the Lord really save me? Is he really going to come to my defense? What then? Well, you have a special connection to Jesus Christ too, don't you? Like the land of Judah did. Haven't you been baptized into Christ? The same Christ who was promised to the people of Judah? Aren't you one of God's beloved children now? And hasn't the Lord sent that one and only Son of His into the world to redeem you? To pay a price that you could never pay? The price required to purchase your release from the punishment of hell. You know, God didn't strike 185,000 down to rescue you. He struck one. The blood Jesus spilled at the cross, the life he gave, was given for you. Jesus gave up everything for you, suffered everything for you, made you one of his. Forgave all the sin that stood against you. It sounds like you have a connection to Jesus too. More accurately, and better yet, he has forged a connection with you. Judah's connection to Jesus once saved them from an Assyrian invasion. Your connection to Jesus promises deliverance from all evil forever. Here's how the Apostle Paul put it. The Lord will rescue me from every evil work and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. So whatever problems you face, and whenever you face them, you never have to wonder, will the Lord really save me? Because of Jesus Christ, the answer is always yes and amen. Let's sing hymn 428, the first and the last verses. 428, verses 1 and 6.